Well, wasn't that an interesting evening? Wasn't that a fascinating evening? Tonight I decided to follow a lead that I got. A couple of weeks ago, I went on one of those walking tours around Berlin, and Ahsoka, the woman who took us on it, told me about this fascinating person, Sophie, at Another Country Books, an English language bookstore. So I tracked it down and I dropped in there a couple of weeks ago and I met Sophie, and she said to me, "Well, you ought to come along on Friday night to a dinner that we have. I cook a meal and everybody sits around and we have a meal and then maybe watch a movie and have a few conversations, and you ought to get along to that." So I went, "Okay, I'll get along to it." And that's what I've done tonight. And dear listener, what an eclectic, eccentric, alternative, wonderful mob of people I met tonight. I met some other fellow travellers, a few backpackers, a couple of them were Australian, as a matter of fact, who were here. But I also met an author who did a reading from his newly published book, a couple of chapters, these wonderful romantic stories of Europe. Yeah, a bit of a book reading. And they put on a brief encounter. Noel Coward's A Brief Encounter, the 1945-48 movie, black and white movie. They put that on. I watched three quarters of it. It was like watching a time capsule. Amazing. And all these really different, interesting people. Now, we're talking about a ramshackle bookstore. How do I describe it? You know, the books are all leaning over. Nothing's organised. There's bottles of beer on shelves. There's cigarette packets. People are smoking. People are playing Scrabble. There's no rhyme nor reason to the place. It's just mayhem. There's weird art and stuffed animals and birds and bric-a-brac and bells and sculptures. And it's just mayhem. You can go there and you can, you know, take a book out. It's all secondhand books, so, you know, whatever the price is, and drop books back in and all that sort of thing. But it's just wonderfully, bizarrely eccentric. And all these people have got these stories about what they're doing, because they're all, well, you know, I mean this in the sweetest possible way, misfits. You know, these eccentric people. So many of them are British too. There's a few like Australians and Yanks and the others too, but there's a lot of British people there, you know. And it was just bizarrely wonderful. And Sophie's a delightful person who's just a very different person herself. So I would recommend, if you are ever in Berlin and you're an English speaker and you want to maybe just spend an evening of something a bit different, something a bit alternative and eccentric, and you want to have a good feed for €5, as much food as you want to eat, I'd suggest you go and check out Another Country Bookstore in God knows what town I'm, what part of town I'm in, near the U7, U-Bahn 7, Sieben, part of the line. So check it out if you feel like it. It's really quite wonderful. I'd recommend it wholeheartedly. I can't express to you, I can't share with you, unfortunately. I don't have the storytelling skills to explain to you how wonderfully bizarre it was. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.